It is Thursday, July 30th. I'm Sam Cedar.
And I'm Lucy Steiner. Which one of these stories will you be talking about today?
Health experts say the second wave of coronavirus infections isn't coming because the first wave never really stopped. And the editor of an esteemed medical journal accuses Donald Trump of a crime against humanity. Meanwhile, as federal troops reportedly prepare to withdraw from the Pacific Northwest, the Homeland Security Department's camouflage-clad goons look for fresh targets. And lastly, Silicon Valley executives take some heat in a congressional antitrust hearing. But does this Congress really have the wherewithal to hold powerful corporations accountable?
You're listening to Majority.fm's AM Quickie, and these are the stories you need to know.
Dozens of places around the world are reporting record numbers of new coronavirus cases, the Washington Post says. The surge in cases has arrived weeks after these places squashed the curve and reopened their economies. Japan, Israel, Lebanon, and Hong Kong have reported record new cases. Belgium, Spain are amongst those reimposing restrictions. And as one epidemiologist explained to the Washington Post, pandemic is like a fire that leaves embers everywhere. When people relax their vigilance, it takes off again. The United States, Brazil, and India account for two-thirds of new cases this past week. Deaths in the U.S. passed 150,000 people yesterday, with an average of 1,000 virus-related deaths per day over the past week. No one state or city represents the epicenters. There are, instead, multiple epicenters. This according to experts interviewed by the New York Times. There is no longer any point in doing contact tracing in most states because the virus is so widespread. Everywhere across the country, people of color are suffering disproportionately. California and Florida continued to break records in terms of COVID-19 deaths. Workers in agriculture, factories, and food processing facilities are being hit hard. The editor of the respected Lancet Medical Journal, Richard Horton, has a new book out in which he accuses Donald Trump of a crime against humanity for his handling of the pandemic. In a White House press conference yesterday, Trump again defended a quack doctor he promoted on Twitter. The doctor, Stella Emanuel, is also a pastor who believes that demons make people sick by having sex with them in the night and that alien DNA is being used in medical treatments. Spoiler alert, those things are not true. Would you believe it? She also has a coronavirus miracle cure to sell you, and it's the same one Donald Trump was hawking for months. Trump again told reporters yesterday that he was very impressed with the quack Dr. Emanuel. There's no mystery why we're in such bad shape. Our leadership is both corrupt and insane and probably stupid. The Wall of Moms protest movement that began in Portland, Oregon, spreading around the country, this according to the New York Times, to Oakland, California, Aurora, Colorado, Missouri, North Carolina, Alabama, Texas, Chicago, Maryland, New Mexico, and beyond. Yesterday morning, Oregon Governor Kate Brown announced that federal troops would be withdrawing from Portland starting today after negotiations with Vice President Mike Pence. However, Acting Homeland Security Secretary Chad Wolf quickly contradicted that statement, saying that federal troops would stay put until their job was done. Their job, apparently, is to gas and shoot into crowds of people exercising their First Amendment rights and to lock up any suspected anarchists. Washington state leaders announced the other night that the feds would withdraw from Seattle, a claim that Wolf did not contradict. However, the Justice Department announced that its so-called Operation Legend would expand to Cleveland, Ohio, Detroit, Michigan, and Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Legend is not the only operation involving increased federal presence in cities. It's unclear how much of the mixed messaging around federal deployments is a result of incompetence and miscommunication within the administration and how much is deliberate and intended to confuse and demoralize protesters. My sense is, when the question is evil or stupid, it's usually both. Whatever Chad Wolf or Attorney General Bill Barr says, abundant accounts from reliable local news sources show that protesters are the real targets of federal force at this time. Feds are reportedly telling regional leaders that they want state and local police to finish the job of clamping down on Black Lives Matter protests. As we've seen this week in New York, local cops can be fast learners indeed. Online video showed NYPD officers grabbing a young trans woman named Nikki Stone off a Manhattan street and throwing her into a van as nearby BLM protesters protesters screamed in terror. The incident resembled another recent federal kidnapping in Portland, except it took place in broad daylight. After New York politicians at all levels began demanding answers, the NYPD said Stone was a wanted suspect. Congresswoman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez tweeted, quote, "Our civil liberties are on a brink. This is not a drill. There is no excuse for snatching women off the street and throwing them into unmarked vans. To not protect our rights is to give them away. It is our responsibility to resist authoritarianism." End quote.
Majority.fm's AM Quickie is fueled by JustCoffee.coop. Just Coffee is a worker-owned coffee roaster based in Madison, Wisconsin, that has sponsored the Majority Report for nearly a decade. Check out their collection of fair trade roasts, including our own Majority Report blend. And regardless of what you order, receive 10% off your order when you use the code MAJORITY at checkout. And all shipping is free. That's coupon code MAJORITY at JustCoffee.coop.
Silicon Valley was on the defensive yesterday as chief executives from top tech companies appeared before Congress for a hearing on antitrust. Amazon's Jeff Bezos, Apple's Tim Cook, Facebook's Mark Zuckerberg, and Google's Sundar Pichai all appeared before a House Judiciary Committee via video link, this according to the Washington Post. Rhode Island Congressman David Ciccolini framed the hearing by saying that the big tech companies were disruptive in harmful ways and risked not only business competition, but the future of democracy itself. Ciccolini said, quote, "Our founders would not bow before a king, nor should we bow before the emperors of the online economy." Congressional questioning was at times inept, with one member asking why Republican emails always seemed to wind up in the spam folder. But when Democrats were on point in pressing the tech executives about substantive antitrust issues, they dodged the questions and claimed ignorance or forgetfulness. Separately, Holocaust survivors around the world joined a campaign that launched yesterday asking Zuckerberg from Facebook to remove denialist material from Facebook, his own company. Campaign organized by the New York-based Conference on Jewish Material Claims Against Germany plans to release one video per day under the hashtag #NoDenyingIt. Each will feature a Holocaust survivor asking Zuckerberg to remove hate speech from the website, along with Holocaust denial pages, posts, and groups. This according to the Los Angeles Times. Zuckerberg has refused to meet personally with the survivors, instead sending deputies.
And now for some quicker quickies.
Quicker quickie.
400,000 Puerto Ricans were without power yesterday, hours before a tropical storm was forecast to hit. Executives and workers for the bankrupt utility company reportedly could not agree on what caused the blackout. Take care down there. On Trump's orders, 12,000 U.S. troops are preparing to leave Germany. That's approximately one-third of the long-standing U.S. force in that country. Some 6,000 will remain stationed elsewhere in Europe, with the rest reportedly coming home. State media in Belarus reported the capture of Russian mercenaries purported to work for the notorious Wagner Group. More than 30 Wagner mercenaries were said to be arrested near Minsk, allegedly on a mission to destabilize the country ahead of presidential elections next month. President Alexander Lukashenko is seeking a sixth term, has, according to Agence France-Presse, jailed his leading rivals ahead of the vote. After a 35-day investigation, police detectives in Los Angeles, California, determined that a Starbucks worker did not place a tampon in an officer's drink. Detectives concluded the object in the officer's coffee was a cleaning rag that had fallen in his cup by mistake. Case closed. Good show, boys.
Quicker. Quickie.
That's all for the AM Quickie. Join us this afternoon on the Majority Report live at noon, later as a podcast. Thursdays for this entire next month or so, we will be featuring repeats of Michael Brooks's best interviews on the Majority Report, as well as live fun halves from Matt Bender and Jamie Peck. Check it out.